Welcome to Tugging Your Triangle, a podcast for members of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. Our host, Janet Addison, will talk with Pastor Greg and others about how being involved in the life of our church can help expand your triangle. Our ministry triangle represents the three foundations of spiritual growth: our commitment to Jesus, our relationship with Him through prayer and Bible study, and our ministry to others. Join us now as we explore ways to deepen your walk with Jesus by tugging on another leg of your triangle.
Well, hello, church family. Welcome back to the Tugging Your Triangle podcast. And I just want to say we are so honored that you're taking the time to listen to these episodes that we're putting together. It's exciting to hear people commenting on what they're learning from listening. And our goal is to stir one another up to good works and to encourage each other as we walk with Jesus. So it's fun to hear conversations going on in the church about some of the things we discuss here.
It is. Am I allowed to talk yet?
You are allowed to talk yet.
You got onto me when I talked too early. I wanted to wait. So hello, church family. Great to be able to join you guys again.
Well, today we're going to talk about gratefulness and being thankful. And this should not just be a conversation we have around Thanksgiving time. It's really the way we should live every day. If I believe that God is good and the giver of good gifts, He gives us abundant life, He has a plan for our lives beyond what we can imagine, thankfulness really should be more the default frame of mind.
Yep.
Rather than, so many times my thoughts run more along the line of what's missing and disappointing. But the Bible tells us to take every thought captive and to set our minds on certain things. So changing our thinking and our heart really is a habit and a lifestyle that can be developed.
It can. And I'm thankful for Jesus and for Janet. That's mm-hmm. how that works for me.
One of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right or just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, and some verses say commendable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And that's a lot of things to think about. That's like 1, 2, 3, like about 8 things that we're supposed to be thinking about.
It's a high standard.
It is a high standard. And if I don't naturally think along those lines, then I need to put in the work to think along those lines.
Yeah. Some people are, as they say, some people are glass half full people, and some people are glass half empty.
And people. That would be me.
And so it does take a little more work, but even for the glass half full person, our gratefulness should be more than a personality. It is an act of worship. I mean, we are to be focusing. Again, that's a high standard. That's not just, oh, I'm so happy for this, or oh, I'm glad I got this. We're supposed to think on those things.
Yeah, and I didn't even quote the verses where it commands us to, rejoice in the Lord always, mm-hmm. which is another, form of thankfulness.
It is.
Which leg of our triangle do we stretch by learning to be more thankful?
Well, I think that's always a great question, and that's what we're doing. And I think this is very much a relational leg because it relates personally to the Lord. It's how we're relating to Him. It's understanding how He relates to us. I mean, in so many verses, like Psalm 103, Psalm 9, they open with thankfulness, but that thankfulness is directed at the person of God. For example, Psalm 103, 1 and 2 says, my soul, and David is writing that psalm, and he says, I praise your holy name, you Lord. My soul, I praise the Lord, and I will not forget his benefits. It is the person of God that we're being thankful for, because he's the one that blesses, provides, carries us, and does all that. So I really think it's a relational part of that. It's a relational leg that whatever's lovely and good and all that in Philippians, the verse next to that is the prayer verse. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but let your request be made known to God. But it says in the context of that, with thanksgiving, let your requests with thanksgiving be made known to God. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. And it's next to that, thinking on those things. So, I mean, I think what he's telling us is that when we are focused on who God is, we are grateful for what he's done in our lives. We're putting our focus on those things. It's reminding us that we can trust him. It's reminding us that he is trustworthy. It's reminding us that he is our provider. It's reminding ourselves that it strengthens our faith. It connects us more to him. So I really do think that this is a key part of the relational leg of the triangle.
So why do you think being thankful is not the first place our hearts and minds go to so often? Or is it just me?
No, you're always positive mm-hmm. and wonderful and encouraging, mm-hmm. and I'm thankful for you. Mm-hmm. I think because we're human, we live in a world of tangibility and circumstances. And most of the time, circumstances stink. I mean, it's just life's hard. I mean, there's a lot of times it's just hard, or we're frustrated, or something hadn't gone the way we expected or wanted to go. And because we live a physical existence in a tangible world, I think those things are constantly coming at us. Mm-hmm. And so we live in a materialistic culture in America. So someone in another Christian in another culture may not have this issue, but in America, we're constantly bombarded with what we don't have and what other people have that we don't, and a bigger car and a more expensive this and all that.
Philosophy of planned obsolescence. I mean, the minute you buy your phone, they come out with the next brand and or the next version of it, and you know, the gaming stations the kids mm-hmm. are always having mm-hmm. wanting because they've come out with a newer, better version
right.
of it.
Yeah, unless you have a marketing degree, a lot of people don't realize that's actually their corporate strategy is planned obsolescence. And so what that does is that makes us want something. It stirs up the potential or tempts us to be discontent, you know, not content mm-hmm. with stuff and all that. And so I think there are a lot of those factors that pull at us. And if we allow those to pull at us, then that's going to bring us down. It's going to make us frustrated, angry, lost, dejected. We don't think God, we're open to the lie from Satan that God doesn't love us and provide everything,
yeah, he's holding
something back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we're seeing all this
Eve
other stuff.
He fell for that.
Yeah. And that's why those two verses, the praying with thanksgiving, and that's when the peace comes, because you're praying in the context of, I trust the Lord. The Lord has provided or supported or protected or guided in all these times in the past that I'm thankful for. So now I know he's going to do it, and that whatever things are lovely and pure and all of that. Well, clearly that is a high standard, and Jesus is one of the few things that's going to maintain that standard or meet that standard of what we focus on. And so I think that helps fight that. That's why he tells us to focus on that. It helps us fight those circumstantial things in a tangible world.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we are thankful for then.
I'm thankful for you.
I know you are.
No doubt about it. I'm thankful for our kids. But I'm thankful for salvation, and I'm thankful for the heritage of our parents that gave us salvation, you know, family times, Thanksgiving, and all that. We think back to how our parents taught us about the Lord and who the Lord was and all of that. And I'm very grateful we didn't choose the families that we landed in. God put us there. And so we're grateful to him that he put us and gave us the blessing of that heritage that not everybody has.
I'm thankful that I'm feeling settled, starting mm-hmm. to feel settled in a new place after several years of turmoil and topsy-turvy living. I'm thankful to be part of a church family again with new ministry opportunities and yep. meeting new friends. That's fun. And I'm thankful for that we're here.
Yep. The other night we got a chance to have somebody over for a soup and watch a movie, and it was,
I know,
felt very normal, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And that was a good feeling. 2 years ago, I couldn't walk. So I am just thankful for the basics of good health. Not everybody has the health that they would wish. And at the moment, all of my parts seem to be working. I'm sleeping at night. I can walk during the day. You know, and we've been walking a journey with some very dear friends through cancer now for almost 2 years. And we should just never, ever take health for granted, because we're not guaranteed any of that. So we should always be thankful.
Yeah. When this drops on Thanksgiving, just 12 months ago, you know, my dad went to heaven on the Monday before. Mm-hmm. And the Friday after Thanksgiving, I did his funeral. Mm-hmm. And we were there, you know.
And then a week later, your mom had a horrible heart attack.
Yep. So, you know, health and family and all those things are a big deal. And but it also really makes me thankful for heaven and the faith that we have. And I don't mean that in a, like, preachery kind of way, but both of us have lost our dads.
Suddenly, unexpectedly.
And, yeah. And the fact that we know they're in heaven. The fact that they were Bible scholars and Bible teachers, and they taught us about heaven, and we know they believed in heaven. Heaven is a very tangible thing for us in a real way because of that. And so it makes it really come alive when you think about heaven and what that means. And, you know, we're quoting Philippians, and Paul said, you know, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And then he talks about, you know, I really want to be in heaven. That's better. You know, but I'm staying here because y'all need me to do this ministry and teach you. But he's hard pressed between staying and going. I mean, it's a very spiritual thing for us to think about heaven in a way that, man, I can't wait to get there. And so I'm just grateful that that changes our view of life, the knowledge and reality of heaven.
Yeah, our view of life and our view of death. I'm thankful that our kids are in a good place right now and that our mothers are in a good place right now, and that we are not close to our mothers physically, but we have siblings that are there taking care of them and are close to them. So that's a real blessing that I'm grateful for.
Yep, it is. They're good. I get a chance to talk to my mom most Sunday afternoons. I call her on the way home so I can get her a critique on how my sermon went.
She's not as harsh a critic as your wife is, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm thankful for both of your coaching. How's that?
Yeah. I am thankful that Jesus forgives me and still continues to work in my life, transforming me to be more like him. Because if I were him, I think I would have given up on me a long time ago. And I'm grateful that he continues to walk with us and to change us, and to sanctification and all that is the process that he is making us be more like him. And I don't think we think about that or talk about that enough either.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really grateful. The best part of being a pastor is being able to watch your people grow. And, you know, when I was an interim, it was harder to do that. And denominational roles, it was hard to do that. So part of that, you talked about being in a family. You know, we had dinner with people the other night.
Church
stuff.
Family.
Part of the pastor part of me is grateful to be a pastor again. And I've had several people come up, tell me testimonies about, hey, God said this, or I'm doing this. Or I had a guy come up at the business lunch today. We were recording this on a Thursday. And he came up after the business lunch and he said, that whole Psalm 78 thing, he's going to sit his family down and tell them all about the spiritual heritage of their family and all that. So just to be in a spot where I can hear how God is moving in the lives of our people and hear their testimonies about they made this choice of faith and God blessed that and they drew closer to him. It's just a great part. It's one of the best parts about being a pastor. And I'm grateful to be in that position again, to see that spiritual fruit happening in people's lives.
And I guess the election was last week, and as I was making my things I'm thankful for list, I am thankful that we do live in this country, and we have lots and lots of problems, but we still have religious freedom, mm-hmm. which we should never take for granted. We're not embroiled in war. I think about past generations, you know, the depressions, the wars, I just think about my grandparents dealing with the whole decision of getting drafted in World War II and, you know, so many, yes, we have lots of problems, but my goodness, we're blessed right now that the problems are just kind of political and mm-hmm. talky, you know, we're not having to ration food and those types of things.
Yeah, on our trip last week, it always strikes me. We went to Colonial Williamsburg, and then we also stopped by the Appomattox Courthouse mm-hmm. where the surrender happened in the Civil War. And we just live so far away from the concept of war taking place in our yard or near our home, like other places around the world, Ukraine or wherever, going on all over everywhere. And it strikes me when we're there and we're talking about those wars that happened in people's yards and burned their houses down and
yeah,
you know, all that kind
have
of stuff.
Hospitals yeah. in their houses and
yep.
stuff.
It just shocks me. One of the things that shocks me is how distant that is from our experience. Mm-hmm. Like you have to really make an effort to try to think through what that was like when other places around the world, that's commonplace, or it just happened a few years ago, or it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have just so much to be thankful for.
We do. We do. Well, that's all the list I wrote down. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
Well, yeah, I'm thankful that we're going to have time with our family soon. We had a week last week where we hugged both of our kids physically in the same week.
Yes, that hasn't happened since February.
It was awesome.
Yes.
And at Christmas time, we get to do it again. And I'm really looking forward to that and grateful for that. And it's just good.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is going to be short and sweet today, but we do want to encourage y'all to focus on things that you are thankful for and the ways that God has blessed you. And the more we look for things to be thankful for, I think the easier it will be to find things to be thankful for.
Yeah, it struck me this morning in that businessman's luncheon that we talked about. I preached from Psalm 103 was our Bible study in that today. And if you're a guy listening to this, come to Businessman's Luncheon. We're having a great time. It's really fun. But today, what he talked about was, my soul will praise the Lord with all that is in me. And the effort and focus that takes to praise the Lord. There was just I'd never read it that way necessarily before. It's always forget not my benefits or, you know, praise the Lord or whatever. But just that idea, twice he says, verse 1 and verse 2, my soul. And then he says, with all that's in me. You can't just do that in passing, or you can't just do that when you're saying grace. There's a stop and take time to do that. Mm-hmm. So I would just, to follow up and add on what you said, just encourage folks, take a little extra time. Don't just one thing around the table or whatever, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. But find a little time. Sit down with your kids. Make a list. Do what we've done. Talk through what you're grateful for and spend some time to do that with your heart, mind, and soul. And praise the Lord and see if it's not an incredible moment for you and your family.
Yes. I'll just close by reading Psalm 103, 1 and 2. In the King James Version, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I love the word all. It's mm-hmm. a tiny word, but it's one of the most powerful yep. words in the Bible. And whenever I'm studying, I always circle it in red because, you know, all that is within me is what is supposed to be blessing his holy name. and you think about all his benefits, and we couldn't begin to enumerate them in an exhaustive list. So, well, we're going to say happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening, church family. And
we are grateful for you.
We are. We're very thankful and grateful to be here. So until next time, we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Tugging Your Triangle podcast. If you want to hear Pastor Greg's triangle sermon, the link is in the show notes. If you have comments about this episode or have a suggestion for future guests or topics, please email us at trianglepodcast@fsfbc.org. Also, check out our church website at fsfbc.org for the ministries and opportunities to get involved with First Baptist Fort Smith and grow your triangle.